Namaste, my name is Ruizimra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about dealing with those who have hurt you. So I speak about the normal dealing and also that God will deal with them. When we are wounded and betrayed or subjected to injustice, we gave our trust, kindness, and our heart only to have it trampled by those who never deserved it. This happens to everybody. There's no exception. And quite frequently, injustice is the rule, and justice is seldom. Life is life, and these things happen to everyone. Should we react or retaliate? It depends on the situation, and often we can't do so. Still, we can learn to let go. We carry many suppressed emotions and traumas within us. These suppressed emotions and traumas are often triggered or brought to the surface by the poor behavior of others. Releasing these suppressed emotions is healthy and necessary. What's inside is outside, and we want to bring light in inside. No? Remember, no one can hurt us unless we give them permission to do so, and that is from Gandhi. No? On the other hand, there is justice which operates through God or karma. God's justice works silently, like the slow pull of the tide, addressing wrongdoers through karma, consequences, and balance without requiring anger or intervention. And this I have done, or this I have seen again and again with me. Don't have to retaliate. They get it back. In any case. And just watch the people. No? And you will maybe see the same for God seekers and who got the protection of the Lord. It's awesome or awful. And don't make shitty things with people who are totally religious. Don't do such things. The retaliation is so much bigger than what you have done. And to them, through spiritual means, you can call it angel, or you can call it God, or who else. Karma is real, patient, and relentless. It always catches up with those who have harmed others, as their actions are etched into the fabric of their existence. This works. No? Consequences of harmful actions. People who harm others eventually lose what they once took for granted. They make mistakes and crumble under the weight of their own actions as time reveals their deceit and cruelty. Everything is energy, and they got so much anger from other people and so on. I think Trump had hurt very much people, and then he had to pay for this law, for the previous lawsuit, $500 million. And I could not see any wrongdoing from his side. It's a normal fact that every speculator or house seller are doing, okay, just for no reason. The universe stops rewarding those who take without giving, causing them to lose the illusion of control and realize that their struggles are the results of their choices catching up to them. Okay, I'm now very impolite. Look at the people of Gaza. They have started the war. Even they have won the war. But everything is covered. Personal growth and moving forward. True justice is about restoration and balance, allowing life to move in its natural rhythm. It reminds us that every action carries weight and that every choice has a cost. If you start a war and kill 1,000 people, you get it back. No? The strongest form of revenge is choosing growth over vengeance. Refuse to let others' action define you and step forward instead of looking backward. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this and back. And bye.